Hi, I'm RJ, and in this video, we're going to be exploring video editing, particularly using the Apple software iMovie. iMovie is a software made by Apple and is only on Macs, but similar software exists for PCs, in particular Windows Movie Maker. Let's just dive right in. When you first open up iMovie, you'll see a screen something like this, sort of a blank project. The first thing you're going to want to do is find video files on your computer and drag them in to be imported. I did this a little earlier because it takes a little while. So here we have two videos that I added earlier in this one event called section. If you scrub through, it'll actually play this, the audio of that video clip and show you a preview of the frame at that point. And at any point, if you want to sort of play the video to find the right spot, you can just press the space bar.
E1. So some of our goals today include...
And you can press it again to sort of pause the video. Once you've found a portion of video that you'd like to add to your project, maybe this part of me here, you can click and drag to select the portion you'd like. So I've selected a portion by clicking and dragging, and now if I click and drag the entire portion up into the project area, we can see here that I've added this video to the project. Let's get another clip, maybe one of Ben. I'll just click and drag a portion of Ben. And as a bit of advice, it's probably better to get a little bit more than you want than a little bit less, because you can always cut back. So I'll just grab a bit of Ben, drag it up here. So now we have a video project. If I hit the space bar,
using binary numbers, we also have
it'll play the part of me
and bytes. Each digit in our binary number.
And then, after that, it'll play the part of Ben.
It's called a bit, which is short for binary digit.
Or even just poking around Apple's website.
And I'll just pause it there. This clip of me that I have here, it's actually a little too long. It does one sentence, and then it goes on and does another sentence, and I just want the first one. So I can show you how we can trim that clip down and just have the first sentence. So we look here, and I click on this little clip of me. We get the yellow selection box from before. And if I go on the end and I click and drag, we can trim it to sort of the end of a sentence. So I don't know right now where the end of the sentence is, so let me just play it.
We also have things called bits and bytes.
And right there. So if I select it to there, we can right click, say trim to selection, and it will trim out the rest of that clip so that only the part I selected is in our final project. So let's take a look at some of the fun features that iMovie lets us play with. On the side here, there are a lot of little buttons. And if you hover over them, it'll tell you sort of what these buttons are for. In particular, we have the music and sound effect browser, the photo browser, the title browser, the transition browser, and the map, background, and animatic browser. These are all somewhat self-explanatory, although some of them are a little vague. But hopefully, if you know you're looking for something, you can find it by hovering over the buttons and find the one you're looking for. Let's try adding a title, in this case with the title browser. So this button brought out a little side panel that gives us a lot of options here. Let's just pick one. So I think I'll add this one. And again, like before, you just click and drag and bring it up into your project. And when you do that with one of these, it sort of pops up with more options. So you can pick exactly the type of title you like. I'll do this nice gray one. And then once you've done that for a title, it lets you type in sort of the text. So let's call this the Computer Science E1 section montage. Right now, though, the title's at the end of our video, because this browser is sort of a timeline. So let's click and drag and put it, or sorry, if we click and drag the entire thing, we can move it to the beginning. And now, if I play our video with the spacebar, we have a nice sort of animated title before the rest of our video.
Binary numbers, we also have things.
So next, you know, let's look at something else we can do. We have the transition browser here by clicking this icon. And this lets us add transitions between clips. So there's all sorts of different transitions. A fun one is sort of the cube. So I drop that in between the clip of me and Ben, and I hit the spacebar.
Of things called bits and bytes.
Even just poking around.
You can see that it flips from me to Ben. And there's all sorts of different transitions. And if you click on the transition in our project browser here, you see a little blue gear. If you click that, you can make some adjustments to the transition. In this case, you can adjust how long it is. You can sort of change the transition. And you can modify options that way. So if you want a transition to last for 1 or 2 seconds, you can change that here. So one more cool thing you can do is to add a freeze frame. So we can see here that now when I play my clip, there's a freeze frame of me frozen
and bytes.
And then it finishes the clip. So one more cool thing we can do to this freeze frame is to sort of add text so we have a nice dramatic effect. This actually can be done the same way as adding a title. If we click the title browser and we pick a title, but instead of dropping it between clips, if you hover over a clip, it'll let you add it right on top of the clip. And if I sort of type in my name, you can see that I've added text to this freeze frame. So now, if we sort of watch part of the video again, it'll freeze, show the text,
and bytes,
and then continue.
Even just poking around.
If you want to modify sort of the formatting of the text, you can, over here, click the Show Fonts button, and it'll let you change the font. By clicking one of the fonts, you can change the color. I'll leave it white, and we can change the size as well. So you can make it really big or make it really small, sort of the basic options you'd expect. Then just hit done. So that's nice, but it's not sort of that cool. You know, in this case, there are more video effects I want to sort of take advantage of. So like before, this blue gear is going to be sort of our gateway to these effects. So if you click the blue gear and then click clip adjustments, you can see there's a video effect option. So if you click that, we can add all sorts of effects, kind of like if you've used Photo Booth or Instagram or other programs like that. So let's add a nice effect. How about the, where's the one I like? I like the vignette effect. So now, if we watch this part of our clip again, I talk for a bit, freeze frame, cool shade effect with my name, and then back to me.
Even just poking around.
So those effects are kind of cool. But also, you know, there are things you can do in here that sort of deal with speed. So if I click the icon again and hit video adjustments, clip adjustments, I can actually change the speed of Ben. So I can make him talk faster, I can make him talk slower, I can even reverse the direction of his speech, but that's a bizarre effect that actually makes it very difficult to understand. You can mute him. If you want to turn off the audio entirely and sort of add another audio clip, you could do that. But here I'll just sort of speed him up a bit. It looks to be, I'll make it 125% speed. And that actually applies to the entirety of this clip. The clip of Ben. So if we play for me,
even just poking around
now Ben's
Apple's website or HP's website for a few minutes, you'll find plenty of counterexamples, places where laptops and desktops might.
So these effects are just sort of a collection of the things you can do. You can change the color, change the contrast, change the speed of the audio, you know, all sort of through these little blue gears. So I definitely encourage you to, if you see an effect you don't, and you try it and it doesn't seem to do anything, sort of do a Google search or look it up and see what it's supposed to do. Or if you see a whole menu of things and you want to sort of see what they do, look for a tutorial online. Because really there's hundreds and hundreds of options, and I can only show you a subset of them here. So when you're done with a project, you can go up to the menu, click Share, and then click Export Movie. So here they give you a whole bunch of options. You can name the movie, and then you can sort of pick what size and what quality you want to export in. So if you want your file to be pretty small and not high quality, but maybe probably good enough for an iPhone or maybe even an iPad, you can click Mobile. If you want sort of medium quality, it'll be a bigger file, but it'll sort of work on an Apple TV or a computer. And if you want the highest quality, sort of the full HD, the biggest file that iMovie will give to you, you can pick sort of 1080p here, the highest quality. Then you click, and let's call it the Ben and RJ video. I'll just save it on my desktop. And when I hit Export, we actually begin a long process. So exporting a full HD movie takes a long time. In this case, we only have maybe a minute or so of footage, so it's only going to take a couple minutes to export. But if you have hours of footage and lots of transitions and lots of effects, it can take a pretty long time to export. So definitely keep that in mind if you're making a video for a class or something, that you have to leave extra time at the end for the exporting. So here on the desktop is that finished file that we exported earlier. So today we looked at iMovie, which is a video editing software on the Mac, but there are other video editing softwares on both PC and Mac that we can talk about for a bit. On PCs in particular, many Windows PCs come with Windows Movie Maker, which is a free program by Microsoft that is very similar in functionality to iMovie. As we see here, it looks that you can sort of put multiple clips together and add effects, much like we saw in iMovie. At the professional level, Apple makes a software called Final Cut Pro, which is similar in spirit to iMovie, but also allows you a greater level of control over your product that many professionals require when really putting the finishing touches on a lot of their work. Similarly, Adobe makes a product called Adobe Premiere, which is a video editing software available for both Macs and PCs that also offers this professional fine-grained level of control. With that professional fine-grained level of control, however, comes a professional cost. Final Cut and Premiere both cost more than the consumer-level products we saw, iMovie and Windows Movie Maker. I hope that this video has given you a bit of a tour of the basic features of iMovie and would allow you to sort of start to play around in programs like iMovie and Windows Movie Maker. My name is RJ, and this was Video Editing in iMovie.